From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. In this clip from Monty Python's Flying Circus, a man has gone into a clinic where he wants to buy an argument.
Come in.
Is this the right room for an argument?
I've told you once.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
When?
Just now.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Didn't.
Did.
Didn't.
I'm telling you I did.
You did not.
Oh, I'm sorry, just one moment. Is this a 5-minute argument or the full half hour?
Oh, just the 5 minutes.
Ah, thank you. Anyway, I did.
You most certainly did not.
Look, let's get this thing clear. I quite definitely told you.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You didn't.
Did.
Well, look, this isn't an argument.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. It's just contradiction.
Joking aside, argument and debate have a long history in Britain, from schools and universities to Parliament. And now a company is marketing debate, and just like the Python sketch, Londoners are paying for it. Here's NPR's Deborah Amos.
At the Royal Geographic Society in West London, where the white wine is cold and the debates are hot, the first stop is the bar.
It's, you know, an intelligence dating agency where you can guarantee that you're going to meet a bright man or a woman.
John Gordon, one of the founders of Intelligence Squared, says tickets sell out weeks in advance.
There is an enormous sort of appetite for debate in this country. People really want to understand the issues.
And to vote on them, too. A poll taken before and after every debate measures opinions on topics that range from the serious to the not-so-serious. For example, let's get rid of Scotland, for or against, or the best way we can help Africa is to leave it alone. Gordon says the wording of each motion is important.
The motion is designed in part to startle, so we are often framing it with the unexpected.
Launched in 2002, Intelligence Squared brings together some of the sharpest brains in Britain to argue the most provocative issues of the day. Katrina Oliphant, a London lawyer, bought a season ticket.
I think there is a defection from television. The content is diminishing, and I think people have become tired with endless reality television shows. I suspect there is also a certain snob value to coming to a debate. It's now the place to be seen.
And to be heard. Writer Howard Jacobson argued for the motion, the 60s were not the beginning of sex, but the end of civilization.
Sex dies when you try to put fun in it. Civilization dies when you try to put sex in it. I was there. I saw it happen. I counted the dead.
Journalist Rosie Boycott argued against.
But with the 60s came things that I challenge anyone in this room to say they'd rather be without. Women's rights, gay rights, civil rights, the ability of people to join together to make things change, and most importantly, an idealism that believes that every one of us is equal.
On another night, author Tom Bauer argued for the motion, Western intelligence is causing more harm than good, pointing to politicians who'd relied on faulty intelligence in the Middle East.
The greatest failure recently, of course, has been in Iraq. The real problem has been that we have trusted them, we have relied on them, and that has been a danger to the formation of foreign policy. And it is that danger that has caused more harm than good.
It's another success for John Gordon.
The debates that work are debates in which people have some element of doubt in their mind as to the views that they hold on a particular subject. I'm interested in really creating an opportunity for almost any subject under the sun to be debated.
And debated in any place. There are plans to bring Intelligence Squared to the U.S. Deborah Amos, NPR News, London.